You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we are on location at CEI Truth Books. We are talking about the Truth Lectures coming up on July 11th through the 14th that will take place at Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama. We're glad to be able to have Mr. Lance Taylor. He is the director of operations here at CEI Truth Books. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Lance Taylor.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you having me on here.
Always glad to have you, Lance. We appreciate the support of CEI of the Mark White Show, and we're glad that we can be able to share about the lectures. We've been a part of this now for a couple of years as we listen to some really great speakers talk on some very important subjects that are helpful to us in this day and age.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this year especially, Mark, we've got really a great theme, a great topic, and some excellent speakers that will be involved in it. And this, I believe, will be of interest to anybody in the Athens area. And we'll be streaming it on our Facebook page as well so people can watch online. But the theme this year is I Believe in Jesus. So it's kind of a bold statement, ultimately. But the topics underneath that are all in line with being an apologetic defense of faith in Jesus. So, you know, for those who are questioning whether or not they should have faith in Jesus as the Son of God, as the Savior of the world, as what the Bible says He is, then I think this would be of interest to kind of come as a critic and listen and hear the arguments that are made from the Scriptures. And then for those who are believers in Jesus, I think this will be a great way to increase your faith, grow your faith, have some perspective given from some very scholarly men and some men that have kind of been in the trenches for many years of talking and studying with people. And I believe with a lot of confidence that they'll do a great job of presenting that.
When it comes to making the decision about the topic and Truth Publications, I'm sure there's a group of people who come together and say, I think this is what we need to talk about this year. Mm-hmm. How does that happen, Lance?
We have we're a nonprofit organization and very much set up in that form. So we have a board of directors that oversee the work. None of them are paid. It's all voluntary, voted in. They just have an interest in being sure that works that are true to the Bible are continuing to be published and provided. But among that board of directors, they divide out the work with various committees. So we have, for instance, a publishing committee, and that group of men in particular pay attention to what we publish, whether it be a book or, in this case, the lectureship, because the lectureship really begins as a book. They come up with ideas for a potential theme and who the authors are going to be for basically each chapter of the book. And then this opportunity in July here in Athens is really designed to present the material publicly. So to long answer your question, the publishing committee meets throughout the year, but in particular right around each lectureship, they begin the discussion of what's happening next year. Last year we talked about when will these things be, talking about the end times and when are those things going to happen. And coming out of that, the publishing committee got together, and two or three of them had a really good idea, I think, here to kind of go back to the roots of Christianity and say, well, let's talk about who Jesus is and how we have faith in him from the scriptures, like, you know, evidences presented to the mass public.
When the call is made to, say, Mark Mayberry or Kyle Pope, what is their response when they hear that this is going to be the topic for the lectureship?
I mean, it's exciting. I mean, we really put a lot of effort into it. It's not a moneymaker. It's a free event. But we know it's really at the heart of what the organization has always wanted to do since the 1950s, and that's just, you know, be sure that, again, just biblical information is getting out there in every form. You know, now in a digital age, we're putting it in more forms than ever before. But, yeah, you know, Mark and Kyle are on that publishing committee. Mike Willis, who's been a longtime influence in this, and I think Mike really was one of the first ones to verbalize and lay out this idea of this apologetic defense of Jesus. But Bruce Reeves and some others have also been involved in presenting this kind of material out in Texas and Arkansas and around the middle of the country in some various meeting scenarios as well. And they've done well, I think, to kind of bring this idea to say, you know, this is what people want to know. Even going back to Lee Strobel's book that's become famous with The Case for Christ. I mean, he set out as a writer to discount the whole thing and then becomes a believer himself, because as he did the research, he couldn't discount it. He was actually just continuing to prove it. And so we kind of a little bit playing off of that whole idea too, to say, if we really believe what we're standing on, then let's put it in book form, let's put it in lecture form, to share with everyone and show that. And so those guys, it's been exciting. And then there's a whole lot of work to do, because you're bringing together, you know, a host of authors. There's a lot of editing work to be done to be sure it's very consistent the way it is. And this book in particular is going to be a big one. It's going to be some 600 pages. So there's going to be a lot of material. It's academic level material, but these guys will do a great job of presenting it when we go to the lectureship at Athens Bible School.
How many years has the Truth Lectures existed?
Oh, wow. You know, you've stumped me there. I don't even know that I could tell you for sure what year it began. It's been in Athens since about 2012, as far as it being here. Prior to that, there were lectureships held in Bowling Green, Kentucky, because at that time the organization actually had two bookstores going on. So I believe it dates back into the 1990s, ultimately, but it's been in Athens since 2012.
Okay, so some anniversary is taking place.
<That's>
we don't know exactly which one, but I know, yeah. I've had family members who have participated in the lectureship in the past, and very proud of their participation in the lectureship and having people travel from all over the country, because you mentioned in Bowling Green, mm-hmm. people would have been familiar with traveling to that area.
Yeah.
And then when it moved to Athens, say, okay, let's go to Athens, Alabama. And we have people all over the country who are traveling into Athens, Alabama for this particular lectureship.
Yes, you sure will. And we have speakers from all over the country. So the speaker, there's only, I think, three or four from the Athens area. So out of the 17, 18 different speakers, most everybody is from all over the country. So their family will come in, different ones from their congregations and their circle of groups will come in. And then we have people that visit from all over the country that mark this date on their calendar and come in for the lectureship. We kind of wrestled with, should we stream this online, because we don't want to take away from people actually coming to the event. But really what we've seen is that's just added to people knowing about it and sharing it, and that's really what we want in the first place. Athens Bible School provides a great facility for us right now, but to be honest with you, last year we nearly packed out the new campus even. So we're kind of in the early works of thinking about, well, what would we do if we needed an even bigger place? So it's exciting. I mean, it really is. We get the word out. Right now we've got information at truthbooks.com. We have a small site dedicated just to the lectures, truthlectures.com. It's nothing fancy, but it gives you the schedule and a little bit of just generic information. And then it's in our magazines and everything else. So the word really gets out. People get excited about it. Everybody wants to know pretty quickly, like, what's the theme next year? What's the exact dates? Dates are tough. I might mention that around here too, because so many churches and congregations in different places have vacation Bible schools and meetings and stuff through the summer. Camps are going on, a lot of Christian camps. So we've wrestled with it. At one time we had it late June, and then now we're trying to go beyond 4th of July and do it a little bit later to avoid some of that. But it's a fun event for everybody, for sure.
I want to put my tourism hat on for just a minute, because I really do love tourism and bringing people to the area. And when you bring people from across the country, economically, it does benefit our community here in Athens, Alabama, Limestone County.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And, you know, people enjoy coming here. It's a down-home, you know, southern living, you know, kind of place. And where the bookstore here is, just south of the downtown square, there's a lot of places to eat, shop, and kind of relax and enjoy it. If you're not familiar with the lectureship, it's not an all-day thing. So we begin on Monday night at 7 o'clock with a keynote lecture. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, there's daytime lectures. So it'll be 8 a.m. to like noon or a little after. So frequently the guests here for Truth Lectures, they'll enjoy going out to eat for lunch together following the morning sessions, maybe have dinner together early in the evening, and then come back for the night sessions at 7 o'clock each night. So, and then on Wednesday nights, a lot of people will make sure they visit local congregations and take in some things here too. So we end up being a tourism center too, because our staff here at CEI Bookstore will be sharing with everybody, hey, what's the best place to eat, you know, or what's the place, where's something you got to see when you're here, and that kind of thing. So we enjoy that.
Well, and that's an important part, to have people who support this effort, because as you mentioned, it is free, but to have people who say, look, we want to support this and we want to help, and having sponsors, people who step in and fill that gap, if you will, are important.
Absolutely. And, you know, where it's beneficial to us from the economic standpoint is, you know, we'll have our books for sale at the event, so you'll get to see a lot from CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications. We'll even have some of the publishers that we partner with that we also sell their books on a retail level here in the bookstore. They'll be there to represent their books. I think DeWard Publishing and Spirit Building Publishing in particular will be there this year. And we really appreciate the work that they do to put great books together. And so we'll be kind of featuring some of their books. We'll have some of our authors that'll be on site, maybe sign some copies of their book, which is not a huge deal, but it's really nice to meet the author and kind of ask them, hey, what inspired you to write this book, or what did you mean by this, or, you know, something like that, or just tell me about the book, you know. So that's fun too, to kind of put faces with names and get to meet people in that kind of sense. And our staff really enjoys it too, because we get to meet a lot of people that we often just talk to via the phone or email and things like that through the year, people that are constant customers from us.
With Cora's Corner, which is going to come up in a few minutes, as Cora reads an excerpt of a children's book, we've had the opportunity to talk to people like Carissa Lovern and share about her books. And it always is interesting to hear the perspective of an author, why they wrote the book, what is the purpose of it, especially for me, when we're talking about children and we're trying to influence children and get them at an early age to help put them on the right path for life. And so it is a great opportunity for people, if they are readers, to be able to meet those people and get down to why.
Yeah.
What is your and maybe that might encourage someone else who has a thought, something that they're wanting to write themselves, and they think, okay, this this is why I need to do this now. This is encouraging because this person can do it. I can too.
Yeah, we see a lot of that. I mean, we want there to be more and more writers and those that would be involved in especially Christian writing and stuff too, because that's an industry that if we don't watch out, it can shrink real fast, you know. But then also Christian writers especially, they want you to share the work. And the more you understand about who the author is and, you know, how this relates and such, how to marry it up with what you see in the scriptures itself, all those things help to be able to share that message then with others too. And word of mouth is the best advertising. So with a book, that's powerful. When somebody says, hey, I've read this, and now they're recommending it, that's awesome. And then, you know, with us too, I think there's strength in it because we're always telling people, well, we want you to lay the Bible open alongside any of these books. Because, you know, nobody's necessarily a perfect writer kind of thing. But if we're comparing it back to the scripture, that's where the value is. So we're always kind of trying to pair those two things up. And I think the lectureship is a great part of that because this lecture book, it's not going to take the place of the Bible, but it's an encouraging thing to be able to open it alongside the Bible and hear these guys present it and say, you know, here's the evidence, you know, and here's the meaning of these things and here's why it matters, you know, to all of us. And there's going to be some discussion sessions where questions could be raised and things like that too. So I really invite everybody to go to, you know, truthlectures.com and see that full schedule. Buddy Payne from Florida College will be there on Monday night. He's our first keynote speaker. He just retired as the president of Florida College. He's been up in this area before to hold some sessions talking about creation and evidences and things like that before. So he's a well-known speaker. I think that night's going to be fantastic in particular just because of what he means to so many. But we've got local people as well. Barry Britnell from Athens Bible School is going to be a part of it. And Kevin Harrington that people will recognize, you know, that add in to all those that are coming from afar as well.
Excellent. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment and get more specifically into the meat of the lectureship with Mr. Lance Taylor, who is the Director of Operations at CEI Bookstore Truth Publications. And I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show from CEI Bookstore. And we'll be right back.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out NorthAlabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
Hey, you're listening to The Mark White Show. This is Sean Dietrich, also known as Sean of the South. Get out there and make a difference in this world.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I come to you from CEI Bookstore. We're talking about CEI Bookstore, Truth Publications, the Truth Lectures, coming up July 11th through the 14th. I'm here with Lance Taylor right now. He's the Director of Operations at CEI Bookstore, Truth Publications. Welcome back to the show, Lance.
Thanks, Mark.
Great conversation as we talk about CEI Bookstore. We've talked about Truth Publications, how the lectureship comes about, the many years that it's happened, those who've been involved with it in the past, and then those who are now going to be involved with it in 2022. We've talked about the aspects of helping the economy when it comes to tourism. We've talked about how it's busting at the seams now as people enjoy the lectureship and are starting to fill up the building there at Athens Bible School, and the future looks bright for the lectureships.
Yeah, I would agree. It's a labor of love for all of us. We've got a great staff here at the bookstore, and then a great leadership team with our board of directors to kind of bring it all together. But yeah, I think the future is bright. You know, I mentioned in the previous segment even about the live stream. We're a little nervous about that, if that would keep people from traveling. We really haven't seen that at all. It's just to help us get the word out further and help it live a little longer, where people could go back and share that with others and so forth. But we're really excited about this year with the theme that we have and the topics that are going to be covered. I think it stands to be one of the best that we've had in attendance and just the content of what we've got.
With my granddaddy being a preacher, Len Hedrick, I know he got calls from congregations asking for him to come preach meetings and be involved with certain activities. For the list of people who are participating this year, I think about the call that's being made to them. Will you participate? Maybe some have participated before, so it's something they're familiar with. For those who maybe haven't ever participated, they get that call, will you come be a part of this? I know that that's very special to them to be able to come be a part of the lectureships.
Absolutely. I mean, we think so. We believe it's an honor for them, and I think that's the way it's received. It's an honor to be asked to be a part of this, because they're not only being asked to be a speaker, but they're also being asked to be an author, because, like I said, this is really evolving from a book. We're putting a book together. So these, probably they would all tell you, I'm excited to come speak at the lectures. I'm nervous and terrified about writing an actual excerpt, you know, to be in a book. That's the toughest part, is the writing. But our publishing team does a great job of helping editorially. So, you know, these guys submit their manuscript well ahead of time, and there's a lot of back and forth to help clean it up and get it to where it's, you know, it's exactly what they want it to be. And most of these guys on this list, they're longtime preachers, speakers, teachers. They're really good at presenting material, and many of them are really good writers too. But the book is kind of a team effort, you know, everybody coming together to make sure it's the best thing that we can do.
Well, you mentioned it's the academic level,
yeah,
type writing, so there's a lot being expected of these gentlemen that are participating.
Yeah, it's not a short thing. I mentioned this is going to be a 600-plus page type book by the time it's said and done. So this, you know, these 40 to 50 minute lectures are packing a lot of material inside of them, and then we're trying to, you know, obviously put that into a book and give the right notes and footnotes and references and everything else provided there, so that the reader and the listener can see that, you know, this is not just thrown together. This is not just off the top of a head for somebody. This is legit research and scholarly level work, because when it comes to our faith, and we're talking about eternal life or eternal punishment or, you know, God's existence, etc., that's legit stuff. If you have really stopped to think about what it's all about and what happens when this life is over, that's not something you want to be just flippant about, but we want to be serious about it and give it its time and its due diligence, so to speak. And these guys are doing that for sure.
Who are the new ones that will be part of the lectureship this year?
Well, a few names that haven't been involved in it recently would be like Tyler Sams, Spencer Blackwelder. You know, some of these guys, even honestly, Mark, I'm not going to have a lot of background on them, too. I'm looking forward to meeting them myself. It's been a while since we've had a couple of the ladies that are on this list. Rebecca Dutton is from the Athens area. I'm excited to see her. She's written for Truth Magazine in the archaeology section in particular, because her and her husband do some traveling around the world and at sites and things like that. Rachel Reeves, who is a wife of one of our board members, I'm excited to kind of meet and get to know her a little better. I know Bruce real well, but don't know her, but she's also going to be speaking in the women's section. So each day of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, at 11 a.m., the men and women actually split up. So the women get the opportunity to go hear a woman speak and teach on some of these topics, and the men have theirs. So I'm really excited about those. And then, you know, we've got some guys, too, that from a scholar level have been doing this a long time, and they really bring a lot to it, like Dan King, that's one of our board members and on our publishing team. But if you haven't heard Dan speak and teach before, you'd be in for a treat. He's really knowledgeable, well-versed, and he's written many books. So he knows his stuff, and it's fun to hear him present. Mike Willis, that I mentioned, long-time involvement here as an editor, a writer, leader of this organization in so many ways, and he's got a track in it too, and he's also a joy to listen to because of just the wealth of knowledge that he has. So we're just excited about it. Just a great group of guys coming together.
And Lance, I want to speak to some of my older audience right now.
Yeah.
Because there are names that are quite familiar from decades past, and those people are no longer with us, unfortunately, but we have new names and we have new people who are teaching the truth, the gospel. And while we may have dearly loved an older name, mm-hmm. and they're not here anymore, to embrace the newer names and to start listening to them and to appreciate their work is something that sometimes can be a little difficult because we get set in our ways and we think, well, I enjoyed mm-hmm. this person and they're not here anymore. Where do I go? We're losing all these preachers. We're losing all these good students of the Bible. And while there are some of the older who still exist, like my Uncle Sewell Hall, they are few and far between. Yeah. So now we look at the list and maybe a gospel meeting's happening and we don't even recognize the name. Yeah. But that does not mean that we limit ourselves to what we knew in the past. We look at what we can do now and those who are serving now and working hard to do what those have done in the past.
Absolutely. You know, those known voices of so many years, they have built bridges and they've laid the inroads and they've made the path for this next generation. And, you know, that's to some degree at the heart of what we're even trying to do in continuing to publish books and continuing to present this lectureship is there is a mix of young and old in this group. There are those like Buddy Payne who is retiring from his work at Florida College and yet participating in this, and he's been in it for a long time. Dan King, the same thing. And Mike Willis. But then you've got some of these younger guys coming in. You know, Kevin Maxey, that I didn't mention, from just up the road in Columbia, Tennessee. Kevin Harrington from the Athens area. Some younger guys that they're taking a stand for the truth as well. And they need these opportunities. And we need to give them our attention. And to realize, too, that they're coming on the coattails of those great ones that we know of, maybe more so. And those guys that we know of, they had these same starting points at some time when they were younger. And somebody need to give them the stage, give them the opportunity, support them, hold their hands up, and give them that opportunity. So I'm excited about it from that standpoint. I love seeing it come together as one that's one of the main organizers of the whole thing. I've been a part of it as a speaker before, too, and that's a challenge. I love to speak, not so much love to write. So that was my challenge of it is doing the writing part in particular. But being there up and down and meeting those folks day in and day out during this week in July, that's fun. And you know that it's encouraging, too, because at the heart of all of it is, you know, Christian faith. We all have something in common, and we're looking for something better than, you know, what's even right here in this life. And that's pretty special, too, when we get to kind of rally around that, encourage one another, and hopefully let our light shine, you know, in some way right here in this community too.
So Lance, let's get the information out there. What do people need to do to be a part of the 2022 Truth Lectures?
Well, the easiest thing to do is go to truthlectures.com, and right there you'll see the full schedule. It's a little bit overwhelming when you first look at it, but just take your time and walk through it. It's July 11th through the 14th. That's a Monday through a Thursday. We'll have singing each night, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. We'll skip Wednesday night because most everybody has Bible classes that they attend at local congregations on Wednesday night. But Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday night, we'll start at 7 o'clock at night with a 30-minute session of singing so people can come in and be a part of congregational a cappella singing. We've got some great leaders from around the area that'll be a part of that. And then at 7:30, the actual lecture will start each night. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning, we start at 8 a.m., and they're one-hour sessions. So 8 a.m. you have a speaker, 9 a.m. you have a speaker, 10 a.m. a speaker, 11 a.m. And on Wednesday afternoon, we will have a special discussion, open forum discussion, from 2 to 3:30 on Wednesday afternoon. And that'll we'll have a panel that will field some questions and talk through some things from a practical aspect of these apologetics that are being discussed. That's always fun when we have that open forum because you kind of get a little different setting than just one speaker coming at you with a lecture. But really, would you know, just invite people to give it a shot. If you're in the area and you are a Christian and you're interested in biblical truth, this is a great event to check out. If you're not in the area, you can't make it to the area, then follow the CEI Bookstore Truth Publications Facebook page, and we'll have a live stream of the event there. There'll be a lot more details that'll be shared about that, especially through social media, but we'll also have it through our website and truthlectures.com. If you don't get emails from us, you can sign up for our email newsletter at truthbooks.com or truthlectures.com. There's prompts there to join the newsletter. Just send us your email. We don't flood you with a lot of stuff. It's just pertinent information as to what's going on here, new book releases, as well as you know, information about events like this with the lectureship. And I would be remiss to not mention again, the ladies have an opportunity here too, because at 11 o'clock on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, there's a ladies' session where we give them their own room and their own floor to discuss these things among themselves, and a lot of people really look forward to that. And during that 11 o'clock hour on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll have a children's class too. So so moms can send the kids off to that class if they would like to attend that lecture and have a little bit of peace anyway.
Well, we would love to have people come and visit here in Athens, Alabama, Limestone County, for the Truth Lectures. You're welcome here July 11th through the 14th. Go to truthlectures.com for the full schedule. It's a free event. Attend in person or stream online. We'd love to have you here in person. And then as far as Truth Books goes, Truth Publications, CEI Bookstore, go to truthbooks.com. Check out what they have as far as materials, books, and what you're interested in looking for through CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications. Lance Taylor, Director of Operations here at CEI Books, CEI Bookstore, Truth Publications. Always glad to have you here on The Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate what you're doing. You're doing a great job, and it's meaningful for our community and beyond, and we just hope you keep on doing it and people will support what you do.
Thank you, buddy. When we come back, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Cora's Corner, coming up next, right here on The Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Bear's Loose Tooth, written by Karma Wilson and illustrated by Jane Chapman. And here's Cora White.
Bear's loose tooth. From a cave in the forest came a munch, munch, crunch, as Bear and his friends all nibbled on their lunch. Bear savored every bite. He gulped and he gobbled. Then there in his mouth something wiggled and it wobbled. As Bear nibbled food, something moved when he chewed. It was Bear's loose tooth. Bear pointed in his mouth and he said, "Oh dear, my tooth feels funny. It's the one right here." Bear frowned and he worried. Tears welled in his eyes. "But how will I eat if my tooth says goodbye?" Bear said, "Open wide." Then he looked inside and saw Bear's loose tooth. Mouse squeaked, "Don't fret. Don't fuss. Look, see? A new tooth will grow where the old used to be." "We'll help," said Wren. "I know what to do. It's out with the old and in with the new." Wren perched on Bear's lip and he got a good grip on Bear's loose tooth. Wren pulled on the tooth with all of his might. "Is it out?" asked Bear, but it stayed stuck tight. "I'm a bit too small for the job," said Wren. "So Owl grabbed the tooth, but the tooth stayed in." To find out what happened with Bear's loose tooth, order your copy of Bear's Loose Tooth at truthbooks.com.
Again, Bear's Loose Tooth is written by Karma Wilson and illustrated by Jane Chapman. You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in to Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate the brand new episode of Cora's Corner. We also appreciate Lance Taylor, Director of Operations with CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications, for joining us here on The Mark White Show today. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I hope that you'll share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can now hear The Mark White Show on 98.1 The Beat through Rocket City Broadcasting every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to stream that show, you can stream it at 981thebeat.com. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my home. These are my kind of people.